Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the movement. We're going to call this the process of change in the hood. The process of change in the hood. Today, brothers and sisters, we are no longer talking and lecturing about the problems. Brothers and sisters, we are no longer talking about the problems. Brothers and sisters, facing the Black man in America. Today, brothers and sisters, we are talking about the solutions, accompanied by proven examples of how we solve the problems facing the Black man in America. Today, we talk about solutions to the problems facing the Black man in America. So I shall begin. What products or services do we Black people provide for Black people? Why do we Black people depend on and expect someone other than Black people to provide the products and services for us, Black people? Therefore, we Black people will provide products and services for us, Black people. Think about that, Black man. Think about that. How many brothers do you know that today, go to school, high school or college, saying, I'm going to learn how to fix this. I'm going to major in shipping and receiving. I want to learn and understand global economics and commerce. How many brothers do you know that did graduate college or university who has their degree in nation building? How many brothers you know got their master's in turning niggas into Black men? How many sisters earned their PhD in the elimination of ratchetness in the community with a minor in turning Black bitches into mothers and wives for Black kings? We have to want to fix this, Black man. We have to want better for ourselves. We have to obviously understand that no one is going to do this for us. But also, with no illusions whatsoever, we do understand that the problems and situations we Black people are facing are the problems and situations that America has put us in. Make no mistake, Black man. Black people don't govern the food and crop selection, nor the medical correspondence of being provided poor food in the Black community. Someone else does. And it's someone else's job to keep it exactly the way it is. Black people don't govern the educational processes of school facilitation and professional selection of its leadership in the Black community. Someone else does. And it's someone else's job to keep it exactly the way it is.
Black people don't govern the buying, leasing, or building and construction of businesses in the black community. Someone else does. And it's someone else's job to keep it exactly the way that it is. This is not an accident. The black community, black people, are exactly the way they're supposed to be. It's someone's job to keep it exactly the way that it is. We shall provide products and services for black people, for our community, and the world. We, black people, will no longer be dependent on and expect someone other than black people to provide the products and services for us. Black people. Do you hear what I've said? We, black people, will provide products and services for black people, for our community, for the world. This is the movement, the new black freedom movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for black people. Black people understanding and taking action on the fact that the only way that this situation changes is for us, black people, to get together and change it. Black people understanding and taking action on the fact that the only way that this situation changes is for us, black people, to get together and change it. What is the situation? The situation of black people being free, yet having nothing, and the slave master still running the whole damn thing. What is the situation? Black people being free, yet having nothing, and the slave master running and owning the whole damn thing. That's a hell of a situation to be in, black man. You being free and the slave master controlling the whole damn thing. There is no other way, black man. The only way that this situation changes is for black people to get together and change it. There is no other way. The only way is for black people to get together and change it. This is the leadership. This is the plan for the next 5, 10, 25, 50, 75, and 100 years for the future of black America. This is the movement, the new black freedom movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for black people. Join the movement. Join the movement. The only way that this changes is for us, black people, to change. There is no other way. You coming or what, black man? You coming?